Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, Duckworth said know my words. And Deuteronomy say that we all been cursed. I know he walks the earth, but it's money to get, bitches to hit. Yeah, zeros to flip, temptation is, yeah, first on my list, I can't resist, yeah. Everyone together now, know that we forever buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Buzzing. Radar is buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Alito, I say yo, this is El Rocksmith State. You are tuned in live to another episode on the Talk Times of America Network. Legality 101, part 4 of a 12-part series. Right? I am your host tonight. As always, I like to start off thanking the ancestors allowing me to use this platform to give out this information to the world. I'd like to thank everyone, all my listeners, for tuning in tonight. Okay. And as always, if you haven't heard the previous shows leading up to this show, I would advise you to go back and listen to Legality 101, Part 1, okay, Part 2, and Part 3, all right? That way you can kind of catch up and we'll be on the same page together, okay? So you can kind of know where we're at, all right? And just to give a short recap or review of the previous shows, you know, we discussed what is the importance of overstanding language, overstanding these words of art that is used in law. Okay, there is a language that is used in law, okay? And it's known as legalese. And this language deals with etymology. Okay. Etymology means the true meaning of words, the true meaning or origin of words. All right. And with that being said, we must know the true meaning of words. We must know the language in order for us to move forward in any culture. Okay. Specifically in our own and how to communicate and move in other directions. Okay. You have to understand that the United States of America is a private, for-profit British corporation. All right. You have to understand that. And once you understand that the United States of America is a corporation, a lot of things will start to fall into place. Or to start to make more sense. Okay, that's why everything is about revenue. It's about generating revenue and funds. Okay, it's a corporation. The United States is a corporation. Notice these terms and designations. Okay, president. Right. What is a president? The head of a corporation. That is a commercial term. All right. And language so that we can move forward, as always. Chief Executive Officer, CEO. All right, Trump is simply the CEO, the President of the United States Corporation, okay, United States of America, Inc. Nothing more, nothing less. And let us look at the definition, the true actual definition of corporation, right? That way we can be clear on the meaning of the word corporation. And I'm reading from 6th edition, Black's Law Dictionary, right? I'm not reading online. I'm actually reading from a book, from one of my own books that I have, okay? And again, this is Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition. And we're going to go straight to corporation. Corporation, an entity having authority under law to act as a single person distinct from the shareholders who hold or own it. Also, a corporation is an artificial being, invisible, intangible and existing only in contemplation of law. What is, well, for those unclear or unsure of what contemplation of law, let us look up. What is contemplation of law? Well, let's go to that definition. Contemplation of law. And I'm just going to read this definition, right? So we can have a better understanding of what is being said. Contemplation of law. Operations are invisible. They are intangible. So again, contemplation. Okay, here we are. Contemplation. The Oh, here we are. Okay, contemplation. Well, actually, it doesn't have a necessarily a distinct definition or a single definition for contemplation. Maybe if I go to law and read it from there. But actually, I can just give you all the definition off the top of my head of what is contemplation of law. I was just trying to read it directly from Westlaw, so that way y'all can hear it directly from source. But that's okay, because I know the definition. I'm going to read it again. A corporation is an artificial being, invisible and tangible, and existing only in contemplation of law. Contemplation of law is simply just, it only exists legally, okay? This means that it doesn't have any substance, okay, outside of being on paper. It exists only upon paper in law. That is the contemplation of law. That's the definition of that, okay? And this was coming from trustees of Dartmouth College. Now let's look at the definition of country. This is the definition of country. A nation or political state. Okay, what does that mean? That means it's a corporation. In other words, and it goes further on to say the territory of such a nation or state. So a country is literally a state, political state, okay? So this means that California is a country. Texas is a country, okay? Florida is a country, but it's also a country. It has its own regulations, its own constitution that it must abide by, okay? It's why there are certain things that are legal in certain states that aren't legal in other states. That's because you're in another country under another jurisdiction, right? So that's how you can tell they're not speaking about the land, they're speaking about the corporation, California, the corporation, Texas, the corporation, Florida, okay? The state of Florida. That is the corporation. The state of California. Okay, these are all words of art. We have to learn. Whenever there is of, when you place of in law, that means commerce or it's a commercial entity. Okay, the state of California. The corporation. All right, it has a Brad Street and Dunn number that can be traced. Okay. They even have articles of association and creation for this corporation. Because we all know the land cannot be owned. There's no ownership of land. All right, let's look at some other definitions.
Salam.
Hey. Salam.
I had a question, or rather a comment.
I'll go ahead.
You know, when you were saying earlier that America is a corporation, that is like one of the truest things because you can tell by the way they market their foods, the way they market their television shows.
Nice.
The last presidential election, it was just like all corporation, like reality television. And
exactly.
I've always, like, I figure, like, that's why they hired Donald Trump, because America is turning into, like, Rome, where they're, like, destroying themselves through greed and politics and war. And, you know, of course they would hire a guy, like, who no one would take serious because it's all a joke anyway. And
yeah.
That's why the food is, like, cancerous and destroying us. Because it's like all fitting their agenda, and
right,
they're possibly they're actually paid and subsidized, you know, pharmaceutical companies. They subsidize these companies and these food companies and the Monsanto thing. They subsidize these companies, the government themselves, to give us these foods to see what effects
exactly.
and you know things they have on our body because. Like, this is all a corporation. This is all, like, business to them. And if you go
yeah.
to, like, other countries or, like, you research other countries, their food supply is totally more organic than ours.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, like, as high priced to get. Like, it's the norm to go in there and find organic foods.
Exactly.
Like, their fast food restaurants don't use the same chemicals that Americans use and all the preservatives and stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to chime in on that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That's fat. Also, the pig.
Huh?
Also, to piggyback off what you were saying about how the government has for all these corporations, they also have quotas that can have to meet. These, what you know as police officers and court officials and et cetera, they all have quotas that they actually have to meet in order, you know, for them. Because it's literally just another way of bringing in revenue. That's why they have to arrest a certain amount of people to meet this quota. Or they have to amount of people to jail and they have to condemn them for jail simply because they got to meet a quota.
Right, like, and that's why they kill so many melanated men because of the high price for, you know, melanin. It's like really expensive and they have a quota as far as that's concerned too.
Oh yes, definitely. I even have a YouTube video where it's just New York City. I was like one of them that really went big in the New York City police, NYPD, just exposed like the whole freaking quota thing, where they real police officers just literally went on television and told this story how if they didn't meet the quota and make these fines and fine people and, you know, et cetera, they would have lost their job. So they literally had to find a crime. They had to create crimes. They were found to create the crime, even when there was none present. So, yeah, it's crazy.
You're right. I saw that video as well, and I saw clips on it on some other networks too. But you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for answering thanks for letting me comment.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Of course.
All right, Salam.
Salam, that was a great commentary. That was some facts you just dropped.
Thanks.
No doubt. And again, if y'all have any questions or comments, now's the time. Feel free to call in. Floor is open. And update is 5 minutes remaining in the show, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Tomorrow night, I want to discuss more in depth, you know, dealing with trust law and dealing with corporate law and also dealing with UCC specifically, Uniform Commercial Code, and Article 9 specifically, which is negotiable instruments, you know, as far as checks. IOUs, you know what I'm saying, and all those instruments, okay, that we use every day. And I'm going to give you some instruments that you may not have thought were negotiable instruments. That should be pretty interesting tomorrow night. And I started about 5 minutes late, but I'm never late. I'm always on time. That's my thing. So, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I'd like to thank everyone for actually taking the time out on a Thursday night. And what I had to say. And of course, I'd like to thank the Aunt Estes for allowing me to use this platform. And I'll end it by saying your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi. What else? Thank you. Be safe, folks.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6, never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.